Just lift up your hands and begin to praise the Lord, because we're going to ask him to bless the service, and I'm going to begin. Come on and lift up your hands and thank him. Come of you people who are really set free here today. Come on and praise the Lord and let him move on you there. Lord, I know you're going to bless the message tonight and reveal to the people some secrets and some things that will help them, Lord, and take out the confusion and all of these things that would trouble them from Satan there. And let the Holy Dove and the Holy Spirit come upon them, blessing their hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. You feel the Lord? How many of you feel the presence of the Lord? Sure, he's right there. So God is really good there. All right, you know, tonight I'm going to get right in the message here, and you listen real close. Now, this is sort of ending up of the three sermons. This is on the three sermons, be the sort of ending up. And tomorrow night, don't forget tomorrow night, as I was today between services and also doing the other things that I have to do, I got the Bible and I began to pray. And as I was praying, I was just turning and praying about some things there. And the Lord moved on me and gave me some scriptures that began to start coming there. And tomorrow night, and he told me, he said, read these to the people tomorrow night. I'm going to talk to them. And so you be here tomorrow night, and God has something to tell you. And it's going to help you, and it's going to bless you. It has nothing to do with me, and I'll tell you that before the living God right here. And you know my ministry, I wouldn't say that. So it's just a few scriptures that I will be reading that he just, it finishes it up with those scriptures there, and it'll be a great blessing. It's an individual thing. It's for each one of you, and it'll go out there. And I know it's going to bless your heart as he gave me those. So there'll be a few of those tomorrow night. And then tonight, I'm finishing up this here with a few more scriptures here. But first, before I go into that, so many people, they... Every chance I get, I do speak on the Holy Spirit, and we had not a while back a sermon on the Holy Ghost and so forth. And so some people, you know, and maybe the historic churches and some of the nominal churches, they wonder, they said, well, you know, we wouldn't mind seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you know. People write me, you know, in the mail in different ways sometimes, asking questions in different ways there. And also people that come out here, and they say, but, you know, why should we talk in tongues? What did God want us to do that for? And they ask those questions and things like that. No, well, I'm going tonight add this to the front of the message, but it's not my message, but it'll be good to have here. And it's the value and the secret of tongues. And I'll tell you why. And so those people say they would, you know, seek for the Holy Spirit, but they don't understand that. Well, you know, you remember at the Tower of Babel that the people were talking in all one language there. And the Lord, for a sign, it came, and he took and he changed their tongues, and they just went in every direction, and they spoke differently after that, and they departed and went in every direction. But on the day of Pentecost, he brought men from everywhere together, and then the tongues come on them, and they talked in many different tongues and all kinds of things there. And we know that was on the day of Pentecost as he poured out the Spirit. But the value and the secret of tongues. Now, let me tell you, I'll read this little something here. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Isn't that something? When God himself, what a privilege. You're not no longer speaking to man, but now you're beginning to speak to God. Isn't that something that the Lord put that there like that? And then, you know, of course, when there be an interpreter and a gift of tongues in there, of course, then you're revealing God's will among men. But you're actually, when you're speaking to yourself, it says in an unknown tongue, you speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. And it, you see, speaking in tongues builds up your faith too. And you're speaking in mysteries. What does it say? And no man understands, but he speaketh in mysteries. Because you're a mystery to yourself. You have become a mystery. And when you're speaking in tongues there, and you have it there, you see the devil. Now watch. You can be praying, and the devil can hear what you're praying. And he can understand that. But when you begin to speak in an unknown tongue through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he can't decode that. That's a code to God. Can you say amen? God gave that to the church. See, he takes something foolish, and it says he'll take something foolish and confound the wise. Sure, it sounds foolish. Why, sure it does. And even Paul said, I speak in tongues more than y'all. But if you walk around speaking in tongues, they'll think you're barbarian unless you have a reason behind it. And, you know, speaking and edifying yourself, or unless there be an interpreter, then, of course, people wouldn't understand it at all. And so that devil cannot, he cannot code that. He can't understand that. Only God can understand that tongue, and it goes to God. And here's another thing there. You sometimes, you don't know what you're to pray for. You just don't know. Well, the Holy Spirit knows more of what you need, and the Holy Spirit knows what you need to pray for more than ever you ever knew yourself, because God knows what you need. The Bible says that more than yourself. And so when you're praying another thing in the Holy Spirit, you're praying something that God wants you to pray about that the devil cannot get his hands on. And through you, the Holy Spirit begins to pray, and it builds up faith. And when you're praying, it might be for a missionary, a relative, a loved one. You may be praying for my ministry. You may be praying for some in the family or something. But that Holy Spirit in there, and when you pray in those tongues, don't you worry. It'll cover me, this, the audience, everybody, and all over the world. God knows what he's doing. And that's why he's got that there. Now, that's a tool for the church, and the devil, you know, sort of shuns it and he pushes against it. And it can be misused, and people have made it look bad on the tongues. But it's like angels and tongues of angels and so forth. So that other reason is, when you begin to speak in an unknown tongue, it brings edification to yourself. Howbeit, it says it's a mystery, and he speaketh in mysteries. But God understands those mysteries. Can you see? Maybe the angels, they don't understand all those tongues either. Not every one of them, but he speaketh in a mystery. And the things that you're speaking about is somebody that needs help, somebody that God's going to bring into the kingdom. You know what? More than anything, and the Lord told me one night, and I won't tell you how it happened, but it happened. The Holy Spirit, as he moved on me, and these things began to happen. He says when the people are speaking as the Holy Spirit moves on them in tongues, they're praying to bring in the rest of the bride. They're bringing in my elect. And he says, I'm going to get them. And they're doing this job for me. And so people never shun those tongues. Every day, speak in that tongue, and you've helped somebody. You don't even have to ask God, who did I help? Brother, you have helped somebody. Didn't you know that? Why, that is a great thing there. So, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And some say, well, that's the lesser gifts because, you know, no, it's not. See, it may be in some ways there because the great gifts of miracles, etc., like that. You know, that always looks like that. But you use those tongues, and it'll not only edify yourself, but when you don't know what to pray for yourself and you need something, it'll bring it on in there for you, you know, and whatever it is. And then, of course, the devil can't, it's a code. He can't break that code. So, we see that that is really great there, and it builds up your holy faith. So, the secret and the value of tongues. And some people say, you know, I'll get the baptism of the Holy Spirit when I become real holy. You see, no, you see, you can't earn that. It's a gift. How many of you know that? If you get saved by the Lord's Spirit and you're converted, the Holy Spirit, you got the first measure of it, just go on. It may not sound like nothing, but you'll go right on pretty soon. That's faith. See, the Holy Spirit takes hold, and he works what don't sound so good into fluent, and different tongues will begin to come. That's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so, it's nothing that you can earn. It's a gift of God. You can't get it through trying to be so goody-goody and all of those things. If you're converted and saved by the Spirit of God, it's a gift of God. And people say, when I get holy, how can you? It is through the Holy Spirit that your lives, if they're ever going to get holy, are going to become holy through the Holy Spirit. Righteousness comes through the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit come through the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit come through the Holy Spirit. How are you going to get that first? You must get the baptism of the Holy Ghost and then let it work that out for you. Can you say amen? That's how you go on and walk in the Spirit, Paul said, and you move on out in there. Now that's a little something that we've got on the I put on the front of that tonight. So that's a secret and the value of tongues. And each day you should talk some a little bit and let those tongues go in there. It may not, but that's God. Just let it go on in there, and you'll be helping not only around here and the people all over the country, but God himself will love you for it, because then you are doing something that you may speak. It's a mystery, but God knows all about it. Well, that's all I've got to say right now. I've got to get on my message here. All right. Did you learn anything? All right. Don't see, we not told that. I tell you, some people have, you know, sort of stopped speaking in tongues and seeking because, you know, they sort of want to look down on a little bit like that. But it was the day of Pentecost, and it's here today for us. So it's a wonderful tool, and they sort of leave it aside, but use it, because it's one of the swords of the Spirit there with God. And used properly, it is dynamite. God will bless your heart. He will make you happy. He will edify you. It will build you up, give you peace and content. And he will also relieve mental problems and take out fear. Just keep on rumbling. Keep on talking, and you'll not only, you know who will be in confusion? The devil will be. Amen. That's why he wants to keep people from seeking that. Oh, yeah, you put him in utter confusion. You just talking tongues. See, he don't know nothing then. He's just like this. See, he can't get to you. But see, if you talk, you know, he understands your other language. But that's the way to do it, and God is wonderful there. All right. Now tonight, as we finish it up, you'd have to get the other three messages. But I'm going to speak a little bit about the Great Tribulation, because we only spoke about certain things, and this will bring it in just a few scriptures here tonight. And the days of affliction will be the worst in the world history, for in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time. Neither shall be, and except that the Lord shorten those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, see, what did it say? Who he hath chosen, he has shortened the days, Mark 13, 19 and 20 there. You see that? Why? Now, those about the baptism of the Holy Spirit in those tongues. You see, because the troubles that will become, even the pre-troubles to the great troubles that are coming, and God's wanting you to pray that way, because all these problems are coming on the world. And that's why, just probably why, that I brought that out here tonight. I just moved on me. God brought that in there before that, because there's coming a revival for his children, and he wants you to pray in the most Holy Spirit like that, see, and then you talk to God. Can you say amen? Now, isn't that wonderful there? You're talking to God, it says down here, you speak it to God. And so that with all these problems coming in the world, the tribulation, he's trying to prepare you. And I'll tell you what, if you don't let God control your tongue, if you let yourself control your tongue, you're going to be in trouble. Can you say amen? And you know James, what he said about that tongue, that's the most unruly member of the whole body. And so, if God, you're speaking in tongues, see, Lord, get a hold of you that way. As long as you're with your other, you'll probably get in trouble with it. And you let God have it for a while in those tongues. He'll help you too. And then there's another one here, the great tribulation there. For then shall be tribulation, again, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And that's Matthew 24 and 21. And during those times, it'll be strange. It'll be like magical things on the earth, the Antichrist, witchcraft, and all of these things coming there. And it says it over and over. Jesus was telling them there'll never be a time. And he said it in different ways, but it all means one thing. Don't get in there. Get out of there and let the thing go on there, because God wants to do something for you there. He wants you people to be translated there. And then we see that in there, during that time, the Bible speaks it this way. There will be the rise of false Christ begin to rise and all over the world before even the Antichrist that comes there. And then there'll be false teachers and all kinds of reports that Christ has come and gone and come and gone and come and gone and all this. He said, don't pay it any attention. As the lightning shineth from the east to west, that's the way the Lord's going to come for his elect. You can hear in these last days that people begin to tell you, oh, the Lord's already come and he's over here with people here. And he's already come and he's went away and he's done. All these false alarms, Jesus said, will come like that. But he said, pay it no heed or no attention. As the lightning quick see, as lightning slashes from the east and to the west, etc., he will come like that. So that's the way he is if it's coming. And that's the way he'll be known to his children. It'll just be quickly and all at once there when it comes there. And then there's some more signs that we have of his coming. There'll be a repetition of the wickedness of the days of Noah. And you know what they did during that time there. And they built and they bought and they done all the things that you can imagine during that time. That's Luke 17:26 there. And then there'll be a commercial activity of the days of Lot. When these great things come upon the earth, it'll return out of great chaos where they have economic chaos into some kind of commercial activity the world's never seen, but it only lasts for a while, and it goes into utter famines and darkness and chaos in his kingdom there. And so these are, as the Bible telling us, about the activities to take place. And then, too, that there will be world evangelism, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now, that's Matthew 24:14. Now, let me tell you something. It said it will be preached. Now, the gospel now has, I would imagine, has went all over the earth to the territories that the Lord wants to send it, and then the end shall come. But did you know, even after the translation, they will still preach the gospel somewhere. Did you know that? Because he said, even to the end, they will witness. And we know angels even fly across heavens during the tribulation and tell them not to take the mark of the beast during that time. And they fly out across there in the book of Revelation. We know the two prophets in Revelation 11, it says, in the great tribulation, those two prophets stand up and they preach to those Hebrews, 144,000. And so we do know, even during the tribulation, that there'll be something going on there. Also, there'll be the great bloodbath in history, and that'll be the death of those that take the name of Jesus Christ, and they refuse the mark of the beast during that time. So it says, when the gospel has reached all over the world, and everywhere, then shall the end come. Now, that didn't say the translation, then shall the end come. The translation goes on. The two Hebrews are still preaching there. And upon the earth, there's some things being done there. And even angels, it says, across the heavens there. So we see that time is closing in on us. If we can look around and see now that the gospel has went out all over the world, just about completed its course, as far as I can find out, as far as God wants to go. The rest will be done in the great tribulation and with the two Hebrew prophets in Revelation 11, as you can read it yourself there. And so I'll say this, verily, and I believe it, that the times of the Gentiles are fulfilling for us upon the earth. Can you say amen? It's time for the great stirring and the activity to the Jewish people, and it'll be coming through those Hebrews, and it'll be over there. And then the rise of all these forces that we spoke about the last few nights. And this message should be at the end of the first three. Now, the first three messages told you the opinions, the time cycles, and the dates, and the different things in there that God, that we were speaking about, the fig tree, and all of those things. You'll have to get those. Very important, very vital, and very interesting, too. And it'll enlighten, and it'll help them to understand this message here a little bit, because the major messages are the ones behind here. So that's why I'm putting this on there. If this is printed sometimes, they'll know what books to get. All right, and so we see the gospel going out across there. And then, too, the prophecy that we were speaking about, there'll be the budding of the fig tree, the national return of the Jews. That's already occurred. He said it'll be the great sign that'll take place in that generation. Jesus said it would be even to the doors. So that's how close it would be, and we see those events taking place. And we spoke about that already there. And the Bible says, too, that he absolutely said being fulfilled in one generation. So he says, and I'll read it, so likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Matthew 24, 33 and 35. In other words, at the time he was speaking about, that when the Jews come back home in the fig tree, that generation would see the return of Christ, and that's the words of the living God. You can do with them what you want to, but that's the way the Lord brought it. There is no other way to figure it out. There is just, if you're going to read Scripture just for what it is there, and he said, study it. That means you not just read it, but study it, because there was a mystery and there was a prophecy to it, and that it was so concerning of the end time that he wanted you to actually learn it, remember it, put it in your heart, because you would live to see the generation that learned the fig tree there and saw that would see the return of Christ. So we know in this generation, the appearance of Christ will come. No one knows the exact day or the hour, but he said we would know the season, we would know when harvest was coming. So he will stick right to that word, and I can guarantee you, the elect bride of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will know when harvest is coming. Can you say amen? Because he said so himself, he will not hide it from us. He will reveal it in our own hearts. He will tell each one of us, here it is. And there it'll be close to his coming. We won't know the day nor the exact hour, but brother, we will know when the season and around the harvest time there, because he spoke it that way. And that's exactly the way it's going to be. It won't be any other way. He will reveal it to his children's hearts. And I know that. And then there's the prophecy here. And we know the distress of nations. And there shall be signs in the sun. We've all seen that. And in the moon. And in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, and the seas and the waves roaring, all of those in the nature and the erratic weather patterns, we've seen it all take place, and the major eclipses and what is taking on the sunspots, on the sun. That's incredible, the changes and all of the things taking place there. Then men have already landed upon the moon, sign it said in the moon, and all of those things taking place in the heavens among the space travel, and all these things, the Bible predicted it way ahead. It would be during a time of distress, and great tribulation upon the earth would be coming during that time. And so that's the distress of nations there, and all of these things, the people and the government, seas and waves roaring. It's not only about the nature and the ocean and all of those things that are occurring. We'll see more tidal waves and more things that are upsetting in the sea and various things that's in the oceans we've never seen before. We've already seen the whales dying for no reason at all, and the different things that are dying in the sea, and the oil and the pollution and the pestilence and all of these things happening there. There'll be much more that's going to take place. In fact, the spotlight is on the sea during the Great Tribulation too, and it even gets worse and worse. So that's the seas and the waves roaring. Great earthquakes underneath the sea will begin to take place, and huge tidal waves will just wipe out seaports halfway a third around the world one of these days there at that particular time there, because underneath there plates and things breaking up under there, and the continental shelf and all of that's taking place. So the seas and the waves roaring, meaning the earthquakes that will send it on in, and the seas will be out of order there, and there'll be earthquakes that'll be on ground, and they'll be everywhere and just open up huge cracks. This is coming. It will come. It'll be worse, and it'll get worse in there. Then seas and waves mean this too. Sea is a type of people. Waves is like the government or the people there. So it means the government and the people will be in an uproar, and there'll be like a quake in the cities, and riots and different things, and rebellion. All of these things are coming at the end of the world. Distress of nations is what the Lord. And you know my opinion that I told you to watch in those 80s up through there, and the early 80s and on up in there, for all of these major crises and events, some of them, and evidently what the Bible's speaking of here, that's my opinion. But much of that should take place right up in there. So keep our eyes open, and we'll watch and see what happens. But it's getting close, and we're living out the last hours upon the earth. And he said, I will shorten the time. Now we have another scripture here that I'll read you here. And here's another one. All right. Then it says here, the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Men's hearts failing them for fear, you see. And that's why I was telling you a while ago, praying in the Holy Spirit. And then another one is praising the Lord. What time you're not praying or speaking in the Holy Spirit or in the tongues, then you want to be praising the Lord, which is a potent builder in their tongues, and praising the Lord. And be business about it. Just be real business about it with the Lord, and don't look to the left nor to the right when you're praying, but just believe something has occurred and something took place. God will let something happen to build your faith that you'll pray more in the Holy Spirit, see? And those things will take place. Have patience with God and just wait, because you're doing more than you ever thought there. So as you begin to praise the Lord, you'll relieve yourself from heart trouble. You'll relieve yourself from fear. And speaking in tongues will relieve you from hearts and take away the distress. There's many secrets to why he told us. God never tells anybody to do anything. There's a great reason, and some a compound. Many times it has 10 reasons why I ask you to do one thing. Sometimes 50 reasons that it'll affect. But anyway, it has, I know of, more than 3 compound reasons for a person to do. Praise the Lord and speaking in tongues and things like that. And God will bless your heart. So we see fear coming and looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. We've seen the cosmic type bombs, the atomic bombs, the neutrons. They've got the laser beams. They've got all kinds of these here. Super bombs, every kind you've ever dreamed of. atomic and hydrogen, and the very heavens are shaken in there. And one of these days in the heavens, there'll be electrical fire crossing them heavens that it'll actually be so hot it'll burn up parts of the sea out in there until it just comes down. It's just a massive smoke and everything, because God allows the heavens just to catch on fire like electricity during that great tribulation. Why, it'll be 100 miles across and 200 miles electrical currents over the air of that ocean out there until it'll just boil and smoke come up out of there and all over the earth. Read the book of Revelations there and find out where all that smoke and stuff comes from in there. And that electric will come out of the heavens and it'll scorch people and cities and everywhere else, because that God sends that electric out of heaven. And man, you go look in that Bible, it's thunder and lightning and like electric currents in every direction there. And when he, you know, like how we like electric on earth, he'll catch the cosmos on fire with electricity, and he can cover 200 or 300 miles or 1,000 miles at one time. And man, he'll just blast in through there over the oceans and everywhere else, and things will be he's great and powerful, the Lord is out there. And so that'll be just like his voice talking for hundreds of miles in that electric current in there. And let me tell you something, over the armies there that's fighting Israel, the Bible said it gets so hot in some of that stuff that their eyes drop out and their tongues drop out and their skin just melts and falls off of them. God, can you say amen? He knows what he's doing. If he can put this together, which he did, he built us, put us together with atoms, he knows how to make it dissolve. And brother, he can dissolve it to ashes. So I could go on deeper with how that he can use those heavens and the things that happen. He'll be working up in the heavens during that great tribulation, and he'll be working also underneath the sea during that time. There'll be judgment all over the world, and the plagues and vials and the trumpets are going, and all of these things are happening on the earth. So get ready. You want to speak in tongues and praise the Lord daily. Thank him, because these events are coming. Jesus said to pray and to praise him and to lift your hands up to the Lord, and that you may escape all of these things and stand before the Son of Man. Can you say amen? So I see now why he wanted me to put those tongues on there, right on the front on there. He's talking to you people there, preparing you. And that's, you know, that's just like the Lord to drop that in these prophetic messages, is to drop that Holy Spirit to show us also the Holy Spirit here has been here and he has visited us and he is blessing the people. And tomorrow night I'm going to read some things there. And so we see that that's what's happening there. And so the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, Luke 21:26. Now these are things, never be a trouble, no time like it, the Bible says, and never shall be a time like is going to come during that time. So it is a good time that you have come into the house of the Lord. This is a time that God is calling his children in, because these events will take place. There's no need for me to bring, you know, the chaos and the upheavals and the things that will take place. I have plenty of time later to tell you more about it. But some of those events, like I told you there, is going to dumbfound man on the earth. They think they've got a few cosmic bombs. They think are there's the hydrogen bombs and the atomic bombs, and they believe that they've got destructive weapons. But let me tell you, when God starts taking that lightning in nature, they haven't seen anything yet, have they? Praise the Lord. And when they see his weapons, I'm telling you, they're going to flee, because the Lord knows what he's doing. The whole earth will be judged at that time. So I'll tell you what, I don't care what anybody says, I'm going to keep the baptism of the Holy Ghost in there praising the Lord, aren't you? Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that's right. Tell you what, those praising and speaking in tongues keep the oil in there, and quoting the name of Jesus is what keeps your oil in there. Remember when he came, that some of them, their oil had run out on them there, and because of just those things that I just mentioned right there that they should be doing that they weren't doing there, but the others had the oil in there because they were in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they were praising the Lord, and they were quoting the name of the Lord Jesus, and that's why they had the power of the Lord. And that I'm sent to tell you the value and the secrets of those things, and each gift has a great value to it, and each gift has secrets to it, and that's one of them there. So any time that you can speak in tongues, never doubt, you love the Lord with all your heart, you're converted safe. Don't ever let the devil tell you it's something else, because you know what? You're doing it by faith, and it's the Lord working with you there. You just praise the Lord. If you're able to do that, then thank God, because it's a wonderful thing. And don't let the devil, because every time you speak in tongues, you don't feel no, you know, say, well, I ought to feel electric current, or I ought to feel like I'm going to. See, you don't have to. You just speak in those tongues. You're doing all right. Can you say amen? That's faith in God. You won't always feel a current, because the Lord will sometimes it has it strictly down there to where it's real serious. And don't look to feel anything. Just keep talking. You feel something. There'll be times when it'll come and go on you, but you don't have to all the time. And sometimes people said, well, maybe if I could feel more, I'd talk in tongues more. You keep talking in tongues. It'll come to you. He'll come back and forth to you. It'll be like the wind, and God will bless you. And you know, some nights, have you ever watched how when I pray for the sick and the Lord gets through with me, I don't stand still, but I sort of run there. See, the Lord's finished, and I'm gone like the wind. It's like, ain't no more to do. God's got it done there, and so the Holy Spirit just moves on, and I just sort of, symbolic, I have to, at times, I don't do it all the time, but I just, that's the way he goes, and that's where I go. I go where he goes, praise the Lord. All right, so the message of the great distress and the tribulation upon the earth, and all these things are coming now, and so we'll have the first three messages out sometimes later in the book form and on radio, and this will go with it there. So all in total, this message together should be of some value to you tonight. Pick up your hands and praise the Lord. Talk in tongues if you want to, and praise the Lord any way you want to. Come on and praise the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, can't you feel him here tonight? Bless them, Lord. Bless them as the Holy Spirit begins to move on them. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Whoop! Can't you feel him? Sure. You can edify yourself, and when you're home, you can speak directly to God. Somebody said, I wished I could talk to God. Well, you can that way, because Paul just got through saying, he that speaketh in tongues speaketh right to God. You speak right to the Lord. There is no way in the world for you to get away from him when you're speaking tongues, because he's right there, and you're right there too. So that's really wonderful. God is really marvelous too. Do you feel good now? How many of you feel relief there? Sure. See that wonderful? You know, sometimes you scatter people. The power of God becomes so powerful, the carnal flesh and the flesh, it can't agree with it. You know, the Bible says, ye shall be filled. Now, that was the Lord. And I think sometimes he get more than they can chew. Can you say amen? They can't digest it all. And so the Lord said that. He said, ye shall be filled. But let me tell you something. A lot of them coming and going out here for miracles, they don't want to be filled. And they go on. But he said, ye shall be filled. Now, those that want to be filled, I'll guarantee you around here, you can get the fullness of the Lord if you just open up your heart. He just sets it out there like water and says, drink all of it you want to, and just drink and get full of the Lord. And the Lord will bless your hearts there. Can you say amen? All right. Before the end of time, we're going to, this building, when God, in the ministry here, and I want to keep reminding you this house will be full and packed. We'll pack them on out when I get in the regular ministry, and we'll go on in here. It'll be tough. The day and the age we live in, it don't make any difference what you're doing. It'll come by providence. It comes by predestination in my life. It always has. Born that way. It'll come that way. God will begin to bring his children, because there's some things and awesome things coming that I've told you about. You just wait around and watch. It'll come in God's time as he begins to bring the people. But he has brought enough that, you know, it's just what he has brought here in the last few years, that constantly praying for the sick. It's plenty for me to do, because it gives individual. I'm able to get to most of them individually if they stay long enough. And so that's by praying on this platform. And the miracles that are happening there anymore, you just couldn't get to them like that, you know. And they've received any kind of a miracle that you want to look up, they've been healed of. And that's, I give that to the glory of the Lord, not myself, because it's the Lord Jesus. And over, I'll tell you, I give him the credit for all of it. I'm just somebody that he wanted to send up here and use as a sign and do the work. He's the one that doeth the works. And he'll bless your heart. Now, tonight, I finished my message here. If you need salvation, you can get in the line. I make that call every time I pray for the sick, or every time that we have testimonies. If you need salvation, you want to come to the Lord, you can get in this line tonight. And I'll tell you another thing. If you're new and you don't know anything about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you go to the New Testament in the Bible, in the first parts of Acts and so forth in the Bible, and especially there in the book of Acts and in Paul's writing too at Corinthians, and it'll show you about the gifts of the Spirit. And some of you may not understand that, but it's for the church, to those that are called of God and want to use that, it will help you there. So if you don't understand it all, you better check it out, because it's true. It is from the Lord. I wouldn't tell you about that, because so many people, they don't understand the baptism or the things about the baptism. The churches today, all the great historic movements that are ready to go into the lukewarm system and be spewed out by God in the great world system, had they have sought that baptism of the Holy Spirit, it would have been just the opposite. They'd have been this way instead of that way. Can you say amen? And it takes the great tribulation and the rising of the Antichrist and the world judgment to show them, like it did in the Tower of Babel, to show them that God gave it as a sign, and also that it's God's will the baptism of the Holy Spirit come. And it's too late. During that time, it's going to be some awesome events. Now, today, you know, we had so much over here happening, and the Holy Spirit was moving, that some of the people, I never told them to come and testify, but I know in the audience here tonight, and some of those over there today can come up here. I want about, probably 20 or 25 people, something like that. I want you to give a real good testimony. If you've been healed, you necessarily didn't have to be in that room today over there, because some of them I didn't mention it to there and ask them to come and testify, and others probably I did to a few of those. But if you received a wonderful miracle, I want you to come up here tonight and give a testimony. It'll give me time to relax some here to myself. And I want you to testify, because, listen, when you receive a miracle from God, you come up here, it's food for your soul. You become part of the ministry. You become part of God's body. And that's why we do that. And you go over here on this side, right over here is testimony. And, well, anyway, that's good enough right there. It doesn't make any difference. And you come and testify what God done for you. If you received a miracle over here today, you come up here. If you received a miracle at any time in this meeting on this side, come up and give your testimony. Generally, I have them just coming from that day's service, but I didn't tell them, so we can come from everywhere, and we'll have about 20 of them, and I want you to give a real good testimony, and God will bless your heart. He will feed your soul. I remember today that there was a woman that I was prayed for here today. I believe she's going to testify. Was over there. She's here tonight. She'd come to the services. And she was crippled in one leg, and she couldn't walk. She had a short leg, And she was healed over there, and I don't know whether she cometh to night service or not, and she said she has not ever walked like that. If she's here tonight and wants to testify, come on up here and testify. Is she over there? Great. She'll tell you about it. She walked limping like this. One leg was shorter than the other, and all of a sudden she walked straight. She said, my, she says, I'm walking straight. And whereas she was crippled, God touched her, and he healed her, and it was a miracle in front of all their eyes there. All right, you want to come up here? He was telling me today in there. We were praying about some things that he wanted me to pray about this coming, you know, in the future. And we were talking about some pictures that we're taking here, and he said, I was telling him, I said, that one night they sent some pictures, and the glory and the power was just, it was just flashing, full of power. And he said, you ought to see the ones that got last night. So the Lord really bless you. You want to give them your testimony? I don't know how they'd be any better than the other ones you got there.
Well, this is more or less kind of a report on my health as the years have gone by since the Lord has given me a stomach. And it's so much to tell that it would take too long to tell it, but... right now, I'm 155 to 160 pounds, and I feel wonderful.
Tell him what you weighed before.
110.
He weighed 110 pounds, and he didn't even have any stomach any longer. He couldn't keep his food down. They were giving him all kinds of things. You explain that, how bad it was.
Well, there was lots of different types of illness that spun off from it, such as hypoglycemia and horrible headaches and no sleep. And the hypoglycemia was low blood sugar, that any time I would even pass by a bakery or anything like that, I would just automatically black out because it was the low blood sugar was so severe. And it was getting to be as much as twice a day I was blacking out. Well, the Lord gave me a new stomach in 71, and from that day on, I've never blacked out. Not a time.
Eat anything you want.
Anything I want, and I clean up the gravy.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless your heart. God bless him there. Like he said, there's so much of that miracle you can't, but I'll describe it. And he looked just like a skeleton, and he was all bent over, and he looked like he was a candidate to the graveyard. Anybody will tell you that. In fact, they didn't give him long to live. He didn't have long to give. And the doctors will tell you his condition, too. And when we put the hands on him and I was praying for him, all of a sudden something hit him like a bolt, and he said, my stomach, something is growing or something is happening in my stomach. And he began to look around, and he took his wife here, and he got to talking to her, and he was telling her, he said, something's happened. God created his stomach, and he come from out of death into life, and the great change that took place there, you'd have to see him before to believe it, but God gave him a whole new stomach and healed him of all of those diseases, and he's well to this day, and God blessed him for that, and he could eat and went right out of there. God gave him a new stomach. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord.
Thank you. I'd like to add to that that at that time when he was so terribly sick, our drug bill was around $150, sometimes even $200 a month, which is a high price, as you know. And last month when I paid the drug bill, it was $6 and something.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? That's one of the last months after he's prayed for there. And their whole thing they were doing, there was almost $200 a month for the things they had to give him to keep him calm down, quiet down, and all these other things that went with it. Now go ahead and tell them about the miracle that happened to you on a wreck.
Well, on the wreck, I was in an automobile accident last October the 3rd, and I had a broken leg, and there was something wrong with my foot on the same leg, and it was twisted and something broken, and I had a cut in my head and possible concussion. And I signed myself out of the hospital and came to Capstone. And while they were sewing up my head, I told them about my husband's healing. And I think that they thought I was out of my mind.
That's a bad time to tell them when they're sewing up your head. They phoned for prayer, and I got the note and prayed for her. And she'll continue here to tell her.
And at the time he prayed, I believe that's the time that the pain stopped. Because before I ever left the hospital, the pain stopped. My leg never did hurt. I had weakness in that, and my foot was a healing. But I came here and was prayed for, and I took the cast off, and the Lord did a beautiful miracle.
And wonderful. You got anything else that happened to you since then you want to talk about?
Today, I was prayed for over in the prayer room, and I thanked the Lord for taking care of a bladder condition that I had in the last couple of months. But he's done so many wonderful things in my life. I mean, since my husband was healed, he's blessed me in so many ways, spiritually and physically and through my family. And it's just marvelous, and I praise him for everything.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. See, that's miracles from God. Anytime people receive miracles like that from the Lord, they can expect the old slew foot devil to come after him and to torment if he can through people or any other way. He will do that to anybody that gets anything from the Lord. So they were sort of new and didn't know much about, you know, this type of ministry or anything, nominal like people. And God done that for them and all of those things. And probably to this day, they don't understand it. Really, a lot of things about the deep things of God, but they're learning. But I can tell them this, that they want to know that when they receive something from the Lord, they're going to have a fight, and they should praise the Lord and look with courage and joy. Is that right? Amen. Ah, today, God did a miracle for you. You tell audience.
Well, I've had a short leg for so many years. I hate to tell you how many. And today the Lord lengthened my leg, and I can walk. And tonight I came up those steps with no problem.
Is that a miracle? A wonderful miracle. Praise the Lord. She said, well, she was over there, and she walked like this, you know, dawdled back and forth. So I prayed for her, and I said, now walk straight. And she couldn't hardly, she believed it, but after it took place, she just said, well, this is really something. And she was walking back and forth there. God gave her a miracle, lengthened her leg out. She's no longer crippled. She walked up those stairs. That's a miracle from God. Can you say amen? God bless your heart. Bless her, Jesus. Go your way. Faith made you whole. That's wonderful. That happened today in there, and the people saw it with their own eyes.
You know, here a while back, I come up and had my throat prayed for. I couldn't swallow. It seemed like my food wanted to come back up, and it wouldn't go down. Well, the Lord healed me. When I got down there, it went out of my mouth. Praise the Lord. Just like a little marble of some sort. And the Lord has blessed me, too.
Maybe you swallowed a marble.
I don't know. I don't think so. It's just the devil trying to choke me to death.
That's what it was.
So here a while back, the Lord paid for a sewing machine, cost $300 for me. It come in the mail, and I paid it off, paid another bill. The Lord has really blessed me, Brother Frisbee, when I given you. And also, he made a way I could pay my pledge, and I wanted to pay a pledge, and the Lord made the way. The Lord's been really blessing me financially and spiritually. And one thing I never did tell what happened to me, I had a high hernia, and it wasn't any lining between my heart and lungs. It was all gone. The doctor said I'd die on the operating table if I'd been operated on. I'd be all right just like I were to go ahead. And I'd hurt so bad I'd cry. And the Lord has touched me. I never did feel it growing back, but I know the Lord has touched me.
Amen. She is healed of that also. Isn't that wonderful there? Well, that's really good. You remember, she come up, I think, several times about that throat condition. And she was prayed for and got a little better the one time there. And she come back, and she couldn't swallow her food. It wouldn't come up. Just like she said, Satan was trying to choke it, or there was some kind of disease coming to her there. But down there, it just went out of her, and she said ever since then she could eat. Lord bless your heart. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Amen. How are you? You're growing all the time. Go ahead.
Well, when you prayed for me the other night, I went to run yesterday, and I could run without my knees starting to hurt.
We prayed for you, standing right in front of the audience here. Of course, we couldn't tell much right then. And he was standing here, and he said when he runs, his legs hurts him. So I prayed for him, and then he went on down the stairs there. And tonight he come back, and he said he's been running, and his legs don't hurt him anymore. God healed him by a miracle. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Okay, you got anything else to say?
Yeah, I came up for salvation.
Okay. Now, you see, he got healed, and he says, I want salvation. Well, his faith set him free. You see? All right. Praise the Lord. Now, he's in salvation. When you got healed there, he's working. You want a deeper walk with God. Now, what you do is act and do according to what the Scripture says. You love God. Repent of any sins or anything that comes in your heart or anything, and you ask the Lord to help you. There goes the Holy Spirit, and he's right on you there. You go right through your body. Woo! Praise the Lord. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. It made an impression on him. He just wanted the Lord to finish up the rest of the work there. How are you getting along?
Great.
I remember praying for you today. You was all drawn out. You was tired looking, and all these problems and all of these things. And I put my hand on you, and God began to move. You won't tell audience how you felt?
Oh, I asked Brother Frisbee to pray for me about smoking. And for the last few days during the services, I'd be sitting there, and the devil would be telling me, you want a cigarette, to the point where I'd want to get up and, you know, go have a cigarette, but I want to hear your message more. The Lord won out on that one, as he always does. But I also I was very tense with my nerves, and after I was prayed for, I just feel like rubber. I feel great.
Praise the Lord. She went out and said, I feel like rubber. I can feel like I'm bouncing. She was set free, you see. Now you praise the Lord. Go on and praise the Lord, and you can keep what you get from the Lord. But these young people today, they're going to have to learn to stand for what they get.